Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Anne is standing by with national news. And in entertainment news, the 78th annual Golden Globe Awards were last night. We'll talk about some of the nominees and the winners. And Carla is here with today's music news about D'Angelo. Did you see that? We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it's Monday, and it's time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Good. Glorious. Montification of a bariousness. A bariousness is what I see.
A bariousness.
It's over your head, deep.
Well, it's not in the dictionary.
rely on it.
All right.
Stestimoniously. Let us begin with church complaints. Go ahead.
All right, Pastor, we got some issues here. For some reason, we have a few members that have started a Gorilla Glue ministry. Apparently, they are gluing things that belong to members who they say are not walking with the Lord. They glued Sister Lauren Singletary's front and back door shut because they say she got men going in and out of there. What do you want to do, Pastor? This woman is glued into her house right now.
We ain't got nothing to do with that. We're going to deny the Gorilla Glue ministry is not a part of the JPJJ. So let's just ignore that and move forward. Thank you. Next.
All right. Your online members from Texas said because of the bad weather in Texas, they not going to be sending nothing for a while. That's your call.
They not going to be sending what for a while?
They not going to be sending any money. Any ties for a while. Did you hear
well,
I
we
think?
Won't be, you know, we praying for you, but we won't be Zooming for you.
Well, we can't just cut them off of Zoom, Pastor. I mean, they.
I just said, we going to pray for you, but we not going to Zoom for you.
All right.
Prayer changes things, but so does offering.
Okay. Well, that leads me to this next situation. It says, while most of the country was freezing, it's been reported that you and your family were in Jamaica. We have pictures of you in a pineapple print shirt, short set is what it was, with open-toed sandals and a big fruity drinking an umbrella in your drink. What say you to that?
Exactly. I'm not from Texas.
But were you in Jamaica while everybody else was going through issues?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and was you with your family? Did you have an umbrella in your drink?
Yes, I was, and yes, I did.
Okay, did you have on the pineapple print short set?
At brand new. Mail order from City Slickers in Detroit.
Okay. So
the pineapples on the back was pink.
A pink pineapple?
Oh, pink pineapple. Okay. So you don't think that it's disrespectful that you got members going through some things and you in Jamaica in flip-flops and pink short sets and fruity drinks? You don't think there's an issue.
Do you have Weather Channel?
Yes, I do have the Weather Channel. Yeah.
All right, then. Ain't like you didn't hear
what
coming.
All right, then what? What are you
look, ain't like you didn't hear what coming. Snow don't just show up.
I understand that.
There's a chance of participation.
Okay. The problem is you are somewhere celebrating and having a good time. That's vacation. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
You want to lead by example, Pastor.
That's what I'm saying.
Doing a Ted Cruz kind of situation.
Yeah. That's what exactly. Did you see?
First of all. What? Don't compare me to Ted Cruz because you say something about my wife, I'm kicking your ass.
Pastor, hold on.
Nice trip to Mexico.
Pastor, these are complaints. Just calm down now.
All right, then. Well, you know, just don't worry about me and Ted Cruz. I don't know him.
Okay.
All right, let's just move on. But in the future, the congregation would like to know when you're going out of town or going to be leaving the country. That's what we need to know.
Fine.
Thank you so much.
Fine.
The men have decided an online fashion show, all right? They will not pick a color, but they want to give you the honor to pick the first Easter color. So we would like to know what your color will be, if you can let us know what that is.
Ooh. Probably gold.
Gold. Gold. You're gonna go with gold.
Gold, more like a sunshine yellow.
Sunshine yellow / gold. All right. That's pretty broad, but we'll work with it. We'll work around it, Pastor. All right. Here's a problem. Brother Cedric Dumas, who is blind, dropped his Viagra pills on the floor in his house. His seeing eye dog, Buddy, ate one and has been all over the neighborhood visiting the female dogs. Now, Brother Cedric says he wants a new dog. He don't want no hoe leading him around. A new dog will cost $850. He needs the church's help, Pastor.
He don't need no new dog. He need to go and collect some of them puppies.
And
I'm here to show somebody or donate a damn dog. All that screwing that dog done.
Wow.
My dog Bear got a hold to some Viagra pills, and I noticed squirrels all over the neighborhood were pregnant.
Wait, what?
What?
A little cross-pollinating there.
That's a lot going on, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Bear was wrecking hell on everything running.
All right. As you know, Pastor, Brother Aubrey died last week. We were told that he got a fishbone stuck in his throat and couldn't get it out. Now, here's the problem. He was
white
on
bread. White bread would have solved that.
Right. Right,
well,
you're
go
definitely
ahead
right,
now.
Pastor.
What is now, it now?
Pastor, he was on probation. The ankle bracelet went off at the funeral home on his leg and set off all the fire alarms. This was a funeral. Now, there was a funeral in the process while this was going on, and the family is furious. They're blaming it on you because you pushed his funeral back and didn't have it at the time that it was scheduled. Now, they're looking for $850 for the burial and for the funeral costs.
The ankle bracelet didn't go out because the funeral got pushed back. The ankle bracelet got put off because they asked me to preach the sermon two blocks out of the zone.
Ow.
If he had come up to the church, it was down at the corner. He can go there.
And with that said,
they want to go into a fancy funeral home. Now all of a sudden the laundry went off.
The news is next. Entertainment and National right after
this. Who the hell have an $850 funeral anyway?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.